producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to have Alex Jones and Joe Rogan at the bottom of the hour. But I want to break down a little bit of news today. I guess we've got so much weather news, I guess you could call it, with the earthquakes going on. Let's have a little bit of sports as well. We've got a story from the New York Daily News. Obamacare curveball. They point out that there was a game last week between the Cubs and the Giants. They had an epic 4.5 hour rain delay, they said. And the problem was that the ground crew couldn't cover the playing surface before the downpour. Now, it turns out this is actually a story about Obamacare, in reality, because they said earlier in the night, the Cubs management had sent home 10 workers that would normally have covered the field so that it wouldn't have been totally trashed by the rain. They'd sent home 10 workers in part to keep them under the 30-hour per week limit so they could avoid paying health benefits under the Affordable Health Care Act. So there you go. If you think that it really doesn't matter, if all you want to do is sit there and watch sports, well, you know what? You're even going to have an effect on your sports. And of course, it is going to affect everybody. It's going to affect a lot of people who are working minimum wage jobs. Many of these people, rabid Obama supporters, are going to find that they now have to work two jobs because they can't get more than 30 hours from their employer. That's just one of the adverse effects of Obamacare. Of course, the worst part of it, in my opinion, is the idea that we've got a president who can essentially, by executive order, or a government can go in and make you buy things. Now we've got Obama talking about using executive orders to push through his amnesty for illegal aliens, threatening to do that while the Congress is on vacation. Now, I want to give you this news because we're talking about earthquakes. We're talking about the fact that people in San Francisco only got a 10-second warning about that. We want you to understand that it's a possibility that it could happen even on the East Coast, and you need to take some preparations because 10 seconds isn't going to allow you to do anything in terms of preparing in case the infrastructure goes down. But we also want to warn you here at InfoWars about other things that are going to immediately affect your health. This story that was up on Friday, came up late on Friday, a common antibiotic is linked to sudden heart deaths in the UK. They said a Dutch study found that people who were taking clarithromycin, I think if I'm pronouncing it correctly, were 76% more likely to die than those who were taking penicillin. And the risk was greater in women who were more than twice as likely to die. Now, this drug, clarithromycin, is used for respiratory infections. And they say that these were the dosages that are typically prescribed in England. 2.2 milligram dosages. So that's something, if you've got anybody that is taking that, you may want to read very carefully the warning labels. Always read the warning labels and take them seriously. I know that my mother had a debilitating stroke late in life from an antibiotic that she took. So I can certainly understand that this would cause sudden heart deaths. It was actually, you know, you read these long lists of things or hear them on the commercials from the pharmaceutical companies. The antibiotic that she took caused her to have a massive stroke as a direct result of that. There's also a story that's up on InfoWars today. CDC whistleblowers, vaccines, and autism link may be silenced forever. We had news breaking last week from, it was a report from John Rappaport. And he was talking about how a particular whistleblower who worked for the CDC was about to go public with a link that the CDC knew of between vaccines and autism. And, of course, a lot of people have been pointing this out. There's a lot of information about this, but it would be something for actually to have a CDC document. He actually named the whistleblower, saying it's William W. Thompson, Ph.D. But now it looks like after he's been fired, it looks like he may also have been silenced. So you may want to look at that article. Yet another data point and the link between vaccines and autism. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got some other breaking news, and we've got Alex Jones and Joe Rogan at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have an interview that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Alex Jones will be talking to Joe Rogan. You don't want to miss that. Also, we're going to be talking in the third hour to Stan Deo, and we're going to be talking to him about the recent increase in seismic activity essentially all over the Earth. We had a 6.1 earthquake in California yesterday. We had a 6.9 earthquake in Peru. We had Iceland issuing warnings about an imminent volcanic eruption up there. So we're going to talk to him about what's going on with that. And of course, there was a news about the Western drought. They found researchers at Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, found that they could use GPS data to determine the extent of the drought out west, especially in California. It's reached epic proportions there. They said that when they have water in the ground, on the surface, of course, they can actually measure. That's how sensitive the equipment is now. They can actually measure a difference in the height of the land. And they said that the absence of it then causes the land to rise up. They said on an average 4 millimeters across the western states. They said the Sierra Mountains of California rose over half an inch. Now, they pointed out that based on these findings, they say that the team believes that the water loss due to drought out west exceeds 240 trillion liters of water. To give you a perspective as to what that is, because nobody can really kind of imagine that, but they point out it's like covering the western half of the United States, with a layer of water 10 centimeters deep. In other words, about 4 inches. So that's the amount of water that has disappeared, covering the western half of the United States with about 4 inches of water. And so these kinds of fluctuations in the water level are perhaps one of the things that's causing some additional seismic activity. Apparently, when Obama heard about this earthquake yesterday at the golf course, he immediately said that it was not his fault. Actually, it was the West Napa fault. And I guess they're going to rename that now the George W. Bush fault. But we're going to be talking to Stan Deo in the third hour about what's going on all across the world. Now, of course, there's other types of weather news, and that is the global warming. There was a geoengineering conference just last week in Berlin. And I wanted to get to it last week, but we never were able to get to some of the papers. And I just wanted to mention this one particular paper is all we really got time for. This is by a guy who's one of the top climate scientists in terms of references. And I found it very interesting. Now, these people are looking at a way to control the temperature of the Earth because they believe, A, that there's global warming, and B, they believe that it is man-made global warming. So they think that they can have man-made global cooling. And so they talk about engineering the climate themselves. And his article, his presentation that he had at this conference in Berlin said, why we should not engineer a global thermostat. Now, he starts talking about what is being proposed, which is stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI, stratospheric aerosol injection. In other words, what we would call chemtrails, or what some other people have called persistent contrails. This would essentially be interjecting chemicals into the stratosphere to try to make the Earth cloudy, to adjust the temperature. And, of course, we've been able to see that type of thing in areas where they do heavy chemtrailing, where you see them doing persistent contrails in a grid pattern above areas. They can affect a temperature change. But they're talking about it in these papers as if it's something that, well, we are talking about the possibility of doing this, but we're not really doing it yet. No, they're doing it. It's the same thing that the NSA did. They always want to talk about, well, you know, we're not really listening to you. We're not really breaking the law. But, you know, it would be good if we changed the law so that we really could monitor you all the time. It's always, it's not really happening, but here's what we are thinking about. Here's what we're planning on doing. But he points out that the risk of putting in stratospheric aerosol injection, he says, is a triple fantasy. This guy is actually not in favor of it, even though he believes that there's global warming and he believes that it's man-made. He's not in favor of geoengineering. He says it's a triple fantasy, that the risks of climate, of changing the climate, can be diffused effectively by regulating global temperature. He says, secondly, that the world could ever agree on a level to set the thermostat. And third, that the unintended consequences of such intervention are manageable. In other words, he's saying that, first of all, we don't know if it's going to work. Secondly, we don't know what the consequences are going to be. And then thirdly, who gets to set the thermostat if we're going to start changing the climate of the Earth? And he points out a couple of interesting analogies. He said, let's look at experiments. He said, we always do experiments are entered into because the outcome is not known. What's going to happen to patients who get a new drug? Are crops going to grow faster after we give them a new fertilizer? He says, we're going to just start doing this, and we're not really going to have a way to test it. And that's exactly what I believe they have been doing. And many of us who have been watching the chemtrail situation, of course, now I guess we could sound more scientific if we called it stratospheric aerosol injection. Maybe we just need to change what we call it to get people to take it seriously. But he concludes and he says, Aldous Huxley's 1932 novel, Brave New World, can be understood as portraying either a too perfectly controlled utopia or a brutal and inhuman dystopia. He says, I compare Huxley's tale with the vision behind the technology of stratospheric aerosol injection and other global sunlight reflection methods. In other words, are we going to try to control this into a utopia, or is it going to be a dystopian thing? And he points out that there's plenty of things that we could do to try to make life better on Earth just by looking at how governments and other institutions are affecting, for instance, our personal liberty. It's a very dangerous path that they're going down. And so they're actually in this conference. It was interesting to see that they're debating this. But, of course, we believe that they already are doing it. And there's ample evidence that they've been doing it for quite some time. Now, in other news, James Clapper's office has declassified yet another set of fully redacted pages. If you're watching this, I want you to take a look at the screenshot here that they've got to pull this article, guys, up. This is from Tech Dirt. And they show a couple of screenshots here of what is up there. And you see at the top it says, secret, no foreign, which is no foreign eyes looking at this. And if they scroll down, you see two big white boxes. Then you see a heading that says, the banner reads as follows, colon, and then it's all white. It's all redacted. Wouldn't you like to know what's in there? I would like to know. What they're doing is they're essentially complying with the court order to release these documents, and so they comply with it in name only by redacting every single bit of the document. The entire document is blanked out, and yet they say they've released the document. That's the kind of lies and lack of transparency that we see from the NSA, from James Clapper, from these guys constantly, constantly. Working with semantics, but they're lying to our face. He's not releasing the document if he's got it totally redacted. Now, wouldn't you like to see that? Wouldn't it be interesting if they posted an unredacted copy of these documents somewhere on the Internet by mistake? You know, that actually happened. That actually happened with the TSA. We reported on it here at InfoWars. We're the only ones who reported on it. That actually happened as John Corbett sued them. And of course, he's the engineer who was exposed to vulnerabilities in the scanning equipment. And as part of his lawsuit, he was able to review their documents. And they mistakenly put the unredacted documents up on pacer.gov. And of course, you can see the past articles that Adan Salazar has done. We did reports on the nightly news. Nobody picked this up. The amazing thing is that in the unredacted documents, you can see the TSA is saying that there is no, and this is in 2011, the TSA itself wrote that there is no threat against airports or airplanes. At the same time, they were threatening to shut down all air traffic control into Texas because the Texas state legislature had passed a bill in the House. It was going before the Senate. They passed a bill. Nearly unanimously, or might have been unanimously, saying that they were going to put limits on them being able to touch children. Now we find out, in an article that came out last week, researchers are easily slipping weapons past the TSA's X-ray body scanners. This is an article from Wired magazine that came out the end of last week, and they said, 2 years ago, a blogger named Jonathan Corbett published a YouTube video that seemed to show a facepalm-worthy vulnerability in the TSA's rapid scan full-body X-ray scanners. Because metal detected by the scanners appears to be black in the images that they create, he claimed that any passenger could hide a weapon on the side of his or her body to render it invisible against the scan's black background. The TSA dismissed his video, and they even, listen to this, they even called reporters at all the mainstream media to caution them not to cover this video. Hey, if it wasn't true, if it wasn't a fault in their system, why would they not want anybody to know about it? Now, this is what's happened now. A team of security researchers from the University of California at San Diego, the University of Michigan, and Johns Hopkins Universities have been testing these devices, and they're releasing their findings. And not only did they find that Corbett's weapon-hiding tactic worked, they also found out they could pull off other disturbing list of possible tricks, such as using Teflon tape to conceal weapons against someone's spine, installing malware on the scanner's console that spoofed the scans, or simply molding plastic explosives around a person's body to make it nearly indistinguishable from flesh in the machine's images. But of course, we have to give them carte blanche to touch our children, to touch us, to do anything that they wish at the airports. And the security at the airports is no better than the security at our border. They're just harassing us. They're not harassing anybody at the border. They're not harassing the people coming into our country. Of course, 100 miles into the border, they harass American citizens then, saying that it's in the name of checking the border. They don't put anybody at the border, but they put people 100 miles in so that they can stop American citizens. Same thing is happening at the TSA. And they point out this. They said, well, it's really surprising because they tested these machines presumably without an adversarial mindset. It's a crony capitalism mindset. It was to pay off Michael Chertoff, former first director of Homeland Security under George Bush. That's why they put the TSA machines in. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Joe Rogan and Alex Jones at the bottom of the hour.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 25th, 2014. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We're going to have Alex Jones' interview with Joe Rogan at the bottom of the hour in the next segment, actually. Before we do, though, in this segment, I wanted to go over some more tech news that came out last week. And it's not just technology news. It's also political news that has a very definite political spin to it. Just last Monday, the federal government started talking about how they want to mandate vehicle-to-vehicle communication. This is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they want to mandate your cars sending radio signals back and forth to each other, transmitting data about the car speed, the direction, the position to other cars that are in the same area. Now, it's news to me, actually. I hadn't noticed this yet, but they're going to mandate that all new cars have rear-view cameras by 2018 as well. That's something different. That's something else that you're going to wind up paying for. But this V2V communication is something that you really ought to stop and consider what's going on. Of course, the transportation system is very important to the government as a military logistical aspect to it. That's why we have our interstate system. Our interstate system was enacted after World War II, and of course it was under President Eisenhower. Before World War II, Eisenhower had written essentially, it was either a book or a pamphlet, about a trip that he took with a large military contingent going from one area of the Northeast to another area, and how difficult it was to move from that one part of the country to the other part of the country because the road system could not support the military vehicles. Then, of course, during World War II, they got a good look at Hitler's Autobahn and said, that's what we need. It was sold to the American public essentially as a way, as a convenience for our traffic, but that was really their concern, greasing the skids and having logistical support facilitated by some kind of an Autobahn facility. That's why Hitler built it. That's why the U.S. government built it. They want to control transportation. It's a very important control node for the public. And I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, going to a Raleigh City Council meeting where some city councilor had just gone to Russia, and she was gushing about the fact that you could ride the subways there for just a nickel. And we need that kind of transportation in this small town. And so we've seen this happening over and over again, that small towns want to get these light rail systems. They can get a lot of money from the government, but nobody wants to ride them. They're not very effective because they're not individualized. Now they're coming up with the what they call self-driving cars. I think a better term is robotic cars. These are not self-driving cars. What you have now is a car where you drive yourself. What you're going to have is a car that is controlled by computer software that is reporting back to the government. And one of the aspects that they're going to have with these cars is when they interact with each other, trying to correct accident situations. And what's going to happen initially is you're going to have some computer-driven cars, and it's coming very quickly. It was just back in April that they started talking about how the legislative hurdles are being taken down for testing on the roads in Europe as well as in America. And all the car manufacturers want these legislative obstacles taken down so they can move forward with their research and do final testing on the highway. But it's more than that. Our government is actually pushing to mandate V2V communication, vehicle-to-vehicle communication. Think about the problems and what can go wrong with that, of course. That allows hackers to come in and communicate. That lets anybody look at what you're doing. A hacker can break into your car then and take over the controls of your car if it's operating that way. And, of course, we've seen that happen with the Internet of Things. It wasn't that long ago that General Petraeus is bragging about the fact that your toaster oven and your refrigerator are going to be listening to you. We've now seen hackers go in and take over refrigerators that were hooked together on an Internet of Things within a house system. Very unsophisticated controls on that. They turn them into spam bots. That's right, spam coming out of your refrigerator, but not the kind of spam you eat. That's what they can do. They can be more malicious in this type of thing. But there also is an interesting take on this. We covered on the nightly news last week about the idea that if the cars are talking to each other, and working out what's going to happen as a crash is imminent, they might start doing some arbitration based on who is in the individual cars. Are they going to drive your car over the side of the cliff because there are more people in the other car than there are in your car? Or maybe there's younger people in the other car than in your car. Or maybe there's an insurance comes into the equation here. Maybe the insurance companies are looking at it and saying, well, send the cheaper car over the cliff because we'll have less of a liability in this that we have to pay for. A lot of things can happen with it, but the main thing is the concern that all this information is going to be stored and sent back and controlled by the government, that they will then monitor everything that you do, as we see with the new Corvettes, looking at how fast people are accelerating. Use that to raise your insurance rates to drive the few remaining manual drivers out of the business of driving their own cars and have the government control all transportation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. As I've been pointing out, we have an interview coming up with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan was in the Austin area last week performing, and Alex had an interview with him talking about essentially the whole spectrum of what's going on with current events, politics, that sort of thing. But before we go to that interview, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by OccuPower. Now, this is a new product that we have here at InfoWars Life. It's based on the same regenerative principles as DNA Force at a more affordable price. It focuses on assisting the natural function of healthy eyes nutritionally, not through surgery, not through harsh pharmaceutical drugs. It's a new super eye formula that's nutraceuticals available in a limited batch supply only. It's only been out for a few days, and we've already sold more than half of it. It's going to take us another 6 to 8 weeks to do another run, so you might want to move on that right away. That's at InfoWars.com/eyes, or you can find it at InfoWarsShop.com. I know I had an aunt who suffered from macular degeneration, and the best thing that you can do for macular degeneration, which is something that occurs to people as they get older, is nutritional supplements. And, of course, that's exactly what this is, addressing the natural function of your eyes. It doesn't have to get to the point that affects you later in life, middle age, old age of macular degeneration. That is something that you can head off with nutritional stuff, and it's something that you can really help with nutritional support from the foundation that covers that. That is their number one prescription, is to address it nutritionally, because your retinas are constantly replenishing. The cells are dying, and it's constantly being replenished, so you need the right kind of nutrients. And that's what you'll find in OccuPower. Get it now before it runs out. It's going to take another 6 to 8 weeks to refresh it. Let's go to this interview that Alex Jones had with Joe Rogan. As I mentioned, they basically cover the waterfront on a variety of subjects when Joe Rogan was here just last week in Austin.
It was about 6.5 years ago, Obama was president-elect, and I sat in here in this very green room at Cap City Comedy Club, Joe. That video's been seen about 40 million times now.
That's ridiculous.
Literally. Like 14 million on just one spot on YouTube.
That's ridiculous.
You, early on, when everybody else was saying Obama was the savior, you weren't saying you were for the Democrat or the Republican. I'm going to play a clip right now. Okay. You were saying, why does anybody expect him to be any different?
Yeah.
And it was like right when he was president-elect or right when he got into office.
It's pretty obvious that there's some gigantic financial institutions that have been pulling the strings of politicians in this country for a long time. And just the fact that we have it set up where they can donate millions of dollars to these guys' funds, these guys' campaigns. I mean, how do we not expect it all to go bad?
They put so much into him, built him up as this big brand name. What's your take on it?
Well, you know what, man? I don't even think Obama is to blame. I really don't. I don't think there's an individual that's to blame. I think that what we're looking at, and I'm obviously no political expert by any means, but as a person who's observing a system, who's a person who's observing this strange society that we live in and how it's influenced by money and corporations and how politicians are beholden to so many different groups before they get into any positions of power, it's incredibly difficult to change anything. And it's not like this statement about Obama as a president or Obama as a person. It's more that the system is so intertangled. It's so intertwined with political interest groups and with lobbyists and with corporations having mad control over the political system, over who gets represented, which party, you know, who represents which party. The people that have the most money historically have done the best. I mean, it's like a big, crazy money grab. And then these people get into these positions of power, and I don't think they have nearly as much control as we like to think they do. And I think he gets into this position of power, and I think it's probably just a melee in there. A melee of money and lobbyists and the military-industrial complex and influence of foreign leaders and chaos and threats of terrorism. Jesus Christ. I mean, could you imagine that guy's job? It's an impossible job. It's an impossible job for any person, to try to turn this crazy ship around. So I didn't have any faith in his ability to do it, but I bet nobody can do that job. I think that job is almost impossible.
It's almost impossible to be some person who's going to make everybody happy and who's also going to make all the people that got you into power happy and then make the culture happy.
Well, that's a true story, what's in the movie Nixon with Oliver Stone that he produced, where Nixon goes out to the memorial at night and then all the anti-war folks come up to him and all the anti-Nixon people. He goes, look, it's a big beast, a big machine. I can't stop it.
I think I think the beast that Nixon faced was probably still way too big for anybody to handle. But I think that the beast Obama faces is far bigger. It's far crazier. It's the whole thing. It's just, and it is the stakes are higher because the wars we're in are so preposterous after Vietnam. There's this sort of despair that happens when people realize, like, we didn't learn anything. Like, we didn't learn anything. We're still involved in quagmires in other countries that cost massive, massive amounts of lives, both Americans and other people. We get caught in these things, and they're incredibly disappointing for people. When we look at our culture, I think America likes to be a proud country. We like to look at ourselves as really like a special type of people. We're the children of immigrants, the crazy people that came here when everybody else was banking on Europe. We were like, let's get on a boat. And hundreds of years ago, those were our ancestors, and this is where we are today. But if you look at our actions, it's depressing for people to look at the actions of their country and not totally be able to defend something that we've done militarily. You know, when people look at that and they go, I don't, you know, there's a lot of people that I know that are patriots, a lot of people that I know that are veterans, that love America, that believe in the military, and they're very upset with the way the direction of these wars has gone. Very upset with the image that it's given America worldwide. You know, there's the famous point that many people had right after September 11th was, this was an incredible time where there was so much sympathy of these other nations. They were so on the side of America, that America had been attacked. This is horrible. The whole world was watching. And within a period of a few years, our actions were so fucked up that we lost all that sympathy. We, like, there was this moment where America had this position of love, you know, where the whole world was like, hey, we're sorry that happened to you. And by the actions, the mistakes, the push, the pull, whatever it was that led us from September 11, 2001 to where we are in 2014, whatever it is that led us to that, it bums a lot of people out, you know?
Where does your gut tell you the country's going? Because so many people, the metrics show towards some type of collapse, not just here, but worldwide. I know you personally have been moving towards getting off the grid some.
Well, I think getting off the grid's a good idea just because the grid is goofy. If you could figure out a way to make your own electricity and get your own water out of the ground, like, why would you not do that? As long as you're testing your water and you know that your water's good, it just seems awesome. It just seems like a cool thing to be able to get your electricity from the sun. But I don't think necessarily civilization's going to collapse. I think people far smarter than me have engineered this thing. I just think that we're just in a weird period of life. But we're also in a weird period of information. It's a weird period of, like, the news, you know, like this Edward Snowden stuff. Glenn Greenwald and the ability to distribute a big crazy story like that, it's completely shifted. It's not only like the New York Times, it's not only like a corporation, it's small individuals have this weird ability to do stuff like that now, like world changing stuff. And it's
almost like a pre-singularities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like smaller waves building up to bigger waves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I knew about the NSA and the hubs and the major buildings. And remember, like, in 1999, I'd be telling you about that stuff and how they were listening to everything?
Dude, you thought they were spying on everything way before anybody did.
But I'm not tooting my horn. I wasn't psychic.
Yeah, but it's not just that.
It was in the documents.
There's also...
Who had the documents?
You have the documents. One thing that I always tell everybody, like, the first video that I ever saw that made me go, what? They do that? That's real, was your 9-1-1 Road to Tyranny documentary where you detailed what happened in the World Trade Organization.
Oh, yeah.
The WTO protests, we detailed how they used these guys to come in, these agent provocateurs, They were, it was a peaceful protest in order to make it non-peaceful. You have these guys coming with government-issue boots, ski masks, fuck everything up, smash things, and turn it into like a war zone. So then the cops get to move in and arrest everybody. They made the whole thing a no-protest zone. These guys, they get holed up in some house somewhere, right?
And then, yeah, the government paid for their house.
And then they negotiated them free. They got free. So these guys, they like smashed all these windows.
And they had the Delta Force running it. That even came out. I mean, people in Seattle knew about that. I was being called a conspiracy theorist just because I had the local newspapers from there.
It sounds so crazy. If someone tells you that, you go, that's crazy. But then you find out that is actually a tactic that gets used to break up protests. Like, they will hire someone, I don't know with what account, but the same type of account they use, you know, something that doesn't have to be, I mean, how would you organize something like that? How do you tell somebody, well, are they allowed to say, hey, we're going to hire you guys?
Well, that's the report from the interview with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. That is now up on our YouTube channel, so check that out. We're going to have an extended version of that going up in the next day or so that'll be up on YouTube. Interesting to hear Joe Rogan talking about how it was Alex Jones that first woke him up, first time he's like a whoa moment, you know, when he saw one of Alex Jones's documentaries. And that's something that you can pass on to other people with a membership to Prison Planet TV. It lets you not only see our nightly news every night, but it lets you have access to all of Alex's documentaries and share that with other people. 11 of you can watch it simultaneously. So it's one way that you can support our operation and wake people up. Maybe it'll be somebody like Joe Rogan. Who knows? Now, we were talking just before the break and just before the interview about what's happening to our transportation. We're going to see a massive revolution in transportation in just the next few years. Most people believe that it's going to happen within the next 6 years, that we're going to see driverless cars, or as they like to call them, self-driving cars. No, actually, they're going to be robotic cars. They're going to be computer-driven cars that are going to be passing and recording a lot of information onto the government, onto insurance companies, and it's going to radically change our lives. A lot of people are now currently working as drivers in one capacity or another, whether it's as a taxi driver, whether it's a truck driver. All of those people's jobs are going to be in jeopardy once we go to self-driving automobiles or robotic cars and trucks. One of the ways you can see this happening, one of the ways that Big Brother is moving in, of course, is going to be with all kinds of recordings about, black box type of recordings, about what you're doing. And not just for the sake of an accident. One of the first places we see this happening is from a story by the LA Times at the end of last week. A new Corvette will record every move that a valet driver makes. And they're talking about the fact that you're going to now have an option with new Corvettes. It's about an $1,800 add-on option. And, of course, all this technology is going to make cars a lot more expensive, of course. But anyway, for $1,800 now, you can get something so that when you turn the keys over to somebody and they park your car, you can know if they went joyriding in it. It's going to record data like speed, engine RPM, which gears were used, even the highest level of G-forces incurred. It's also going to have a video recording from the driver's perspective, recording on a high-definition camera. You'll be able to watch it inside the car. You'll be able to take it out on a card. Now, last Monday, the federal transportation officials began drafting regulations for cars to start communicating with each other electronically. And as they point out in the LA Times, that's going to pave the way for 100% monitoring of all vehicle activity. You see, it's not just going to be for Corvette owners who want to monitor their valet. That's the way they're going to sell it initially. That's the way they're rolling this technology out. No, what they're going to do is they're going to record all this information and they're going to pass it on. Maybe they'll watch you constantly to get you to the point where you won't be able to self-drive your car. Maybe they'll watch you constantly, and the minute you go 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, it'll report it to the highway patrol. That'd be one way to get you out of your car pretty quickly, wouldn't it? Maybe they'll report the fact that you're pulling too many G's as you're going around the corner. Maybe they'll report that to the insurance company. But the biggest concern is what's going to happen with this vehicle-to-vehicle communication if you're in a situation where there's an accident. And as I pointed out, we talked about this on the nightly news last week, an article from Wired Magazine talking about the ethics and the ethics settings in a robotics car. Now, they say perhaps you've got an accident coming, and the cars start talking to each other about what they're going to do, how they're going to handle this accident. If somebody has to be sacrificed, who are they going to sacrifice? What kind of liability does this then create for the automobile companies? Well, of course, one of the ways that they can back out of that liability is by giving you control over the ethical settings. Are you going to work out that you value your life over all other lives and other cars? Or are you going to say that you want the cars to work out and minimize the overall total loss of life? Or maybe you'll do something like set it up so that whoever is younger, maybe they can determine that by the weight of the people in the car. Who knows? The issue is that you're turning a lot of control over the cars. As Google is now has prototypes that they're running in various areas, have no steering wheel, have no brakes. It's not the sort of situation that they're assisting you. I'm all for assisting people if it can be controlled and kept under control. Of course, many of us believe that that was possibly a way that people can be suicided or killed by accident if somebody hacks into your car, and let's say they control the steering, because now we have cars that are capable of staying within a lane if they're in cruise control mode, also making sure that they keep the appropriate distance between them and the car in front of them if they're in cruise control mode. So there's a lot of control that is gradually being turned over, but that's going to turn into a tsunami. They're removing legal limits, and they're going to start requiring that we buy this extra equipment for vehicle-to-vehicle communication. As I pointed out in the last segment, if you know anything about what's happening in the Internet of Things, where they have appliances and smart homes talking to each other, how easily those things are hacked, whether it's a refrigerator, whether it's your intelligent light bulbs, that is something you should be very concerned about. But I'm very concerned about the fact that the government would have total control over our transportation. Look at what they've done at the airports. Do you really want that to happen on the highways? And they're working it out, gradually bringing it on. You should be aware of that. Stay on top of it. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home?
home every single day. If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Stan Deo in the next hour, and he's going to be talking to us about the recent increase in earthquakes. Now, over the weekend, besides the San Francisco earthquake, we also had a scare about the Iceland volcano. A volcano named Bardar Bunga, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. At first, on Saturday, the Icelandic Meteorological Office said that the volcano had experienced a subglacial eruption and that there were earthquakes going on there. They raised it to a red alert on Sunday. Then they have now lowered it to a level orange alert. And they point out, if you might remember this, that it was just about 4 years ago, 2010, there was an eruption of another volcano, which I have no way of pronouncing that, so we'll just call it an Iceland volcano. It caused a week of international aviation chaos. More than 100,000 flights were canceled. It affected more than 10 million people. It cost $1.7 billion. And aviation officials closed Europe's airspace for 5 days out of fear that volcanic ash could harm jet engines. Now, they're saying that if this new volcano were to erupt, it would not necessarily produce a high ash column like that one did. So the likelihood of interruption of transatlantic and European air travel, they said, remains low. They're still concerned about road restrictions in the area. And this is something that we've seen in Yellowstone as well. We've seen in Yellowstone that there has been a movement in the underground collection, the magma, the lava underneath the ground. It has swelled. It's concerned them. We've also had a road get melted in Yellowstone. And, of course, Yellowstone, Iceland, and around that area, as well as New Zealand, are three areas in the world where they have this kind of geothermal activity that's right near the surface. And, of course, Yellowstone is by far and away bigger than Rotorua in New Zealand and the volcanoes in Iceland. It's even larger at Yellowstone. If that thing blows, as people have pointed out many times, that is something that's going to affect virtually all the United States. It could take out several states if that volcano, that ancient volcano, were to erupt. Now, just in San Francisco alone, they're saying that this is the U.S. Geological Service is saying that there is a 54% chance of a magnitude 5.0 quake in the Bay Area within the next 7 days as an aftershock. Now, there's been 30 to 70 smaller aftershocks that are between a magnitude of 3 and 5 are also expected. And they've had quite a few small aftershocks, but so far nothing very large has happened that I'm aware of. But we're going to be talking in the next hour, as I mentioned, to Stan Deo. He is someone who is an expert on very many topics. He's got secret clearance. He worked on black projects and a government UFO project to create special secret weapons. And he also is very interested in earthquakes. Alex Jones had him on the radio show back in April, so just 4 months ago. He was talking about the increase in earthquake activity. And as I pointed out in the last hour, we had an article. We got an article up today from Michael Snyder talking about the increase in earthquake activity and why this is just the beginning. He had a very interesting article last Thursday on the 21st, where he was talking about the fact that Just in the first 3 months of this year, there was more than double the yearly average annual of earthquakes that we've had since 1979. And the number of earthquakes in central and U.S., eastern U.S. has quintupled in recent years. Yet an interesting story, and we're going to cover that right after the break, about what's going on the New Madrid Fault. Now, the New Madrid Fault is not in Spain. It's in the central part of the United States, and there are large holes that are forming. And we've got an interesting story about a young man who was nearly buried alive because of one of those holes. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to have Stan Deo with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can fail it.